We're studying from the book Zohar. For all the introduction of the book of Zohar, we're reading the donkey driver, item 106. You can ask questions at cub.tv, and selected questions about the relevant topics will be aired live. Again, the book of Zohar, introduction to the book of Zohar, article, the donkey driver, item 106. I want to talk about, in the future, we are going to print the book. If say it's the Zohar for all, then the print must remain the way it is, the order of the things. Maybe you might have a little bit of more, a little bit of less of, you know, spaces or things like that, but it has to remain the way it is, just like the study of the Ten Sefirot or anything else. Stop playing with those things. If it should be a big book or a small book, the pages must not change. What is it? The pages are not changed.
So what is it that you're saying?
He said it's incorrect.
Well, I don't know,
but you should know that this is the rule, the law. You do an addition, that's it. You don't change anything afterwards. Whatever problems you have there, mistakes, try nevertheless, at all costs, to keep it the same. Here it starts, here it ends, at every place. Please.
Zohar for All, introduction to the book of Zohar, article, the donkey driver, item 106. Rabbi Elazar started and said, "How great is your goodness, which you have concealed for those who fear you, which you have made for those who take refuge in you before people. How much is the honorable upper good that the Creator is destined to do for people, to those upper righteous who fear sin, who engage in Torah, when they come to that world. It does not say your goodness, but great is your goodness. As it is written, they shall eagerly utter the memory of your abundant goodness. This is the life of good of pleasure that extends from the next world to the one who lives forever. It is indeed called the memory of your abundant goodness, as it is written, and the great goodness for the house of Israel." The word great always indicates gadlut, greatness. Great goodness indicates a life of pleasure, mochin of gar, since the essence of the partsuf and its life is mochin of vak, which is received from the zivug of Abba ve'ima to sustain the world. However, there is also mochin of addition, which delight the living. These are the mochin of gar, and they are called great goodness and a life of pleasure. This is why it was said that extend from the next world to the one who lives forever. Since mochin of gar, which are chokhmah, extend from the bina, which is called the next world, and clothe in honorable clothing of chasadim, which comes from the zivug of yesodot, called the one who lives forever. From there, the mochin arrive to the righteous who fear sin. 107. We should also interpret how great is your goodness, that here the meaning of the Chokhmah is engraved and all the secrets are included here. Great is a great and strong tree, Zeranpin, since there is a smaller tree than him, the Malchut. This Zeranpin is great and brings him in the height of the firmament. Chokhmah indicates zivug atik, and all the secrets indicates the completion of the entire correction. Ma is the lower world. Great points to a great and strong tree, Zeranpin, upon his clothing over Ab. At this time he's called the great tree, after the Chokhmah, and he's called strong in and of himself. However, when Zeranpin is in the own place, he's called only a tree. This is why it was said, since there is another tree, smaller than him, the Malchut, which is called a tree, too. This Zeranpin is great. And when he clothes the level of Ab, he is called great, and brings him in the height of the firmaments, since the height of Ab reaches up to Ketel, called the height of the firmaments, since the Ab dresses over parts of Ketel. Hence Ab raises the Zeranpin to the height of the firmaments. 108. Your goodness is the light that was created on the first day of the act of creation, which you have concealed for those who fear you, since you concealed it for the righteous in that world. Which you have made is the upper garden of Eden, as it is written, the place which you have made for your dwelling, O Lord. This is the meaning of made for those who take refuge in you. The light that was created in the first day is the light that Adam HaRishon watched from the end of the world to its end. It is the five times light that are said on the first day of the act of creation. For the righteous in that world, in the next world, since that light was concealed in Yesodot, which are Tzadik, righteous, and Tzedek, justice, of Abba Ve'ima, which is called the next world. Those Tzadik and Tzedek are called those who fear you. Hence the power of concealment in them. And from them the light is received by the righteous. Made is the upper garden of Eden, since prior to that it is written, which you have concealed. It means that the Mochin come in a garment of honor of Tzadik and Tzedek, concealed, covered by those garments. And here it says, made, which means an open, revealed act, without the above-mentioned cover. He brings evidence from the verse, the place which you have made for your dwelling, O Lord, meaning a complete and open act. The Zohar explains that made refers to the upper garden of Eden, which is operated and is excluded from those previous mochin in the verse, which apply during all 6,000 years. And the meaning of the words, how great is your goodness, which you have concealed for those who fear you, is that they are the mochin of the entire 6,000 years. You have made all those through the great zivug of Atik Yumin, for those who take refuge in you, as those mochin elicit and operate the upper garden of Eden, where the complete righteous who take refuge in the Creator stay, like those souls of Benayahu ben Yehoyada. These are rewarded with receiving from the great Zivug of Atik, assembled from all those mochin of the 6,000 years. Know that the resting place of the souls is called the Garden of Eden. Then there is the Garden of Eden of the earth, called also the Lower Garden of Eden, regarded as Vak, and there is the Upper Garden of Eden, Gar of the Garden of Eden. All the souls are present only in the lower Garden of Eden. However, on beginnings of months and on the Shabbats, they rise to the upper Garden of Eden and then return to their place. However, there are a few chosen whose place is in the upper Garden of Eden. Rabbi Shimon said about it, I have seen the elevated ones, that they are few. 109. The lower Garden of Eden is where all the righteous stand in a spirit that dresses in a garment of honor, in the same way and manner that it was in this world. This is the meaning of the words before people, that is, in the same form of people in this world. They stand there and fly in the air from there and rise to the seminary of the firmament in that Garden of Eden of above, where they fly and bathe in the dew of rivers of pure parsimony and descend and stay below in the lower Garden of Eden.
This world, most definitely, we're not talking of the corporeal, imaginary world that accordingly we see it in our senses, those corrupted senses in their final form, as it has no spiritual form. Rather, this world it speaks of a spiritual degree, a spiritual state, which the vessels fall into in order to renew in their coarseness and ascend again. So they are falling into the degree, their low degree of breaking. They feel themselves as such, and then they are ascending. Hence, that state they are calling as this world. This is one thing. The second thing is that well, let's continue. However, try and discover it a bit more within the unity, within the connection. This effort is the one we're forgetting.
Item 109, second paragraph. The primary difference between Gar and Zat in the Parzufim and Neshamot, plural of Neshama, soul, is that Gar can receive light of Chokhmah as it is. They have no need for Chokhmah to clothe in the garment of light of Chassadim for them. But the Patsufim of Vak, as well as the Neshamot that are born out of Zon, who is primarily Vak, they can receive the light of Chokhmah only when it is clothed in the light of Chassadim. And it was that this is the lower garden of Eden, where all the righteous stand in the spirit that dresses in a garment of honor, in the same way and a manner that they were in this world. This is so because the ruach of all the righteous in the lower garden of Eden clothes in the garment of honor of light of Chassadim, like the souls of people in this world. Through this garment of honor, called Avir, air, they can rise to the upper garden of Eden, receive light of Chokhmah from there, and subsequently they return to their place in the lower garden of Eden. They stand there means that their permanent place is primarily in the lower garden of Eden, and fly in the air from there, and rise to the seminary of the firmament in that garden of Eden of above. Through this Avi, the light of Chassadim, they fly and rise to the upper garden of Eden to receive Chokhmah.
All the discernments are only with respect to additional connection, ascend, descend, upper world, this world. Everything that there is all in all with respect to the chibur, the connection, either higher or lesser intensity or in a different manner.
There they fly and bathe in the dew of rivers of pure persimmon, since the light of Chokhmah that they receive there in the Garden of Eden is called 13 rivers of pure persimmon. For the Chokhmah is called oil, and the number 13 points to the Chokhmah of the 32 paths. Afterwards they come down and stay below, since they cannot remain there. Immediately after their reception of Chokhmah within their garment of honor, they come down from the upper garden of Eden to their place, to the lower garden of Eden. And since they should receive the Chokhmah within the clothing of Chassadim, like souls of people in this world, the text calls them before people as well, since they have the same form of as people in this world, for they, too, need clothing of Chassadim, like them. 110. Sometimes these righteous appear to people, making miracles for them, like the upper angels, such as we saw now, the upper illumination, and we were not rewarded with observing and knowing the secrets of the wisdom further. This refers to the souls of the chosen few in the upper garden of Eden. Even though their merit is so high that even the souls in the lower garden of Eden that rise to them on beginnings of months and on Shabbats cannot remain there, but promptly return to their places, hence, sometimes they appear to people, descending from the upper garden of Eden to this world, appearing to people like high angels that sometimes descend to this world. It is as he now saw the light of the upper illumination of Rav Himnona Saba, who descended to them from the height of his degree, from the upper garden of Eden, and appeared to them in this world. The text explains before people in two ways. One, referring to the souls in the lower garden of Eden, who have the form of people. He made for them the sublime lights in the upper garden of Eden, so they could receive from there through ascending on beginnings of months and on Shabbats. At that time, they are rewarded with greeting the souls in the upper garden of Eden and descend back to their places. Two, before actual people in this world, meaning that those souls in the upper garden of Eden sometimes descend to this world like high angels and appear to the righteous. This is why it was said, we were not rewarded with observing and knowing the secrets of the wisdom further, complaining that he promptly disappeared from them. And since that time, he has not been rewarded with attaining the secrets of the Torah thus far. 111.
If there are any questions, please go ahead. One sentence you're asking.
We learn that Malchut rises to Bina and later comes back to her place. What does it mean that Bina comes down to Malchut? This whole description of the angels that rise and receive and then they come back down.
So
the question is, when Malchut rises to Bina, she becomes like Bina. Later she comes back to her place. So this means that Bina remains Bina. Sorry, Malchut remains Bina in her previous place.
Nevertheless, you aren't asking with one sentence. Okay, so you're asking, how does Bina descend to Malchut?
Yes, and how does it affect her? Does it affect her, and for what need?
Alright, that's enough. How does Sag descend, go down to Nehideak? Sag is Bina, Nehideak is Malchut. How does he go down there?
In his externality, it is clothed in it.
So who told you here it's different? Who told you that Bina in of ourselves is losing? How could it even be? Where have you seen anywhere that someone who ascends or descends, it's he himself? Rather, it's always the clothing.
So what is the clothing of Bina that it comes down to Malchut?
She diminishes herself versus the lower one. What is it descend? What is there a leaf that takes her down as she is? Well, changes location, changes everything. He doesn't remain in the same form. So what does it mean that he descend or ascend? Of course, it's no longer him. In internality, it's him, and in externality, it's in accordance with the degree he go down into.
So the question is, if the external garment of Bina that comes down to Malchut is Chasadim or Chokhmah?
Whatever is needed, doesn't matter. The upper one always have everything. Yeah, always have everything, just as he tell you that the faces of Absag can go down below Tabor, wherever they want to. Wherever they want to, they can expand. The light of Ein Sof has no problems. It will appear everywhere at any state needed. Why did it go below the Parsa to give Masach a screen and to have the end of correction straight away without breaking? Wow, you think, yeah, of course. Your intellect, I get it. Your way of thinking. So why? Because without the breaking, will there be end of correction? What would you correct? How would you have the vessels that are as big as 320 times bigger? So what would you do? So all the Nalcha you'll discover above the taboo of Gilgal Tadeak, you'll have Nefesh Ruach below Neshama Chaya Echida of Nefesh. So what have you attained? All in all, you've divided the light of Ein Sof into five parts. So what? You've scrutinized the rudimental Havaya.
So the question is, I don't want to say what the trigger is, but what is the motive of Bina nonetheless to go down? And
Bina breaks the vessels. Bina break the vessels. She prepared it all because she understand that without that, those kids will not grow up. That their corruption, they will never be able to understand that it is corruption. There's really no hope. How could they understand if they don't have the discernment between one and the other? How to insert in them the spark of delight so that they will understand what they are in? And we, as a consequence of the breaking, that we already have this spark, yeah, the point in the heart, and also with respect to it, we can't measure. Start measuring with respect to it, it is a great problem. You see, there's already a spark, nevertheless, how hard it is. So without the breaking, you have nothing to start with, no starting point. Hence, due to mercy, due to not leaving them in an opposite state, the totally opposite, then they must have a breaking. But who break? The same vessels of Bina are breaking. Not the lower one is breaking. The lower one doesn't break. Bina, which was holding it by herself, by her force of unity that used to, she was neutralizing the stony heart to start with in the beginning of creation. It wasn't felt, right? Simply she says, I must let go of them so that they will feel themselves as with respect to me. However, I must leaving them something that with respect to me, with in contrast to myself, they will be able to study themselves. They have light and darkness. And then come the light of Chassadim, meaning with the Torah, and correct them, or one way or another, either in due time or in, I would hasten it, yes.
When does the stony heart, when is it built in the Sag of Nekudot when Malchut rises to Bina? When is it revealed for the first time, the stony heart?
Only at the time of the breaking.
This means
prior it wasn't revealed.
So you're saying that Bina was broken, when you say that,
in order to disclose what she did in Malchut, because what she see is that the low one does not see what was created in it. The low one does not identify by what it is different to the upper one. It is different to the upper one in the stony heart. Beside the stony heart, all the vessels are from the upper one, from Bina. In the four phases of direct light, Bina that created Malchut, well, formed Malchut, designed Malchut, it created, you can't say it exactly. She, within Malchut, she reached down to the stony heart. And the restriction that was made above the stony heart in order not to use it. However, what it is and who is, it is not talking about it. What can be received in order to bestow is in Ga'ak. What can be done in bestow in order to bestow is below, meaning from Tabu till the Siyum. I can bestow in order to bestow. I don't need anything. Don't bring me light of Chochmah or anything. I don't need it. That's it. So where is that stony heart present? All that space below Aglei Ak, this is where the stony heart is. But we are not talking about it because it is never revealed. Rather, he is talking about it. He says that all the great desire to receive specifically is below Aglei Ak. Have you seen it in a few places? Yeah, good. So now, what else do we see? We see that at the time of the breaking of the vessels and the corrections, the vessels are falling below Siyum. You remember? We've studied that in the Beit Shah HaKavanot, the house of the gate of intentions. The vessels falling below the Siyum, in the Igulim, the circles that circle themselves around the middle point, meaning there is the gist of the Kelim, but they are outside the system of sanctity. That's it. And the whole process where they're going through it, they ascend and descend with the breaking and everything. It is all in all, in order for us to be integrated with good and bad and know what to do. Where are you? 111. All right, read a bit more.
111. Rabbi Abba started and said, and Manoah said to his wife, "We will surely die, for we have seen God." And even though Manoah did not know what he was doing, as it is written, "For Manoah did not know that he was the angel of the Lord, because it is written, 'For men shall not see me and live.' And we saw, hence we will surely die. And we saw and were rewarded with this light that was walking with us and still existed in the world, since the Creator sent it to us, to inform us the secrets of the wisdom that it revealed. Happy are we." Commentary. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah, his attainment was incomplete in him, since the angel did not want to tell him his name. Yet he feared the verse, "For men shall not see me and live." But we were rewarded with the complete attainment because we knew his name, Rabbi Himnon HaSaba, and we live and exist in this world. From this you understand that the meaning of greeting the degree of Rabbi Himnon HaSaba is considered as, "I pray you, show me your glory," which Moses asked of the Creator, of which the Creator told him, "You cannot see my face, for men shall not see me and live." It follows that their attainment is greater than Moses' attainment. We learn about it that no prophet such as Moses has risen, but a sage did rise. And also a sage is preferable to a prophet. By that they were praising themselves. And we were rewarded with this light of which it was written, "For men shall not see me and live," which was walking with us, and we are alive in this world.
Well, we have to understand what are all these points, all these elements, how come living in the degree of this world, attaining the light of Rabbi Himnon HaSaba. Well, more? Anything, Niv?
Emmanuel from Rehovot is asking, how can I integrate in the text of the Zohar so that this connection will be revealed towards the group, or this text will be revealed to the group?
We must be together, between us and together with what we read in the Zohar. And we are longing for that state to come, and that's not good. We need to stabilize that state, although we don't want, and we have all kind of confusions, and maybe I'm not the right mood, and something else maybe. And then, nevertheless, through the general effort of ours, of all of us, we are making the effort, and through that are also asking for it to happen. And in us, it's like, today I wasn't in that same state. Maybe tomorrow I will. And then it turns out that that's not good. Also, our preparation. Preparation need to be in that we are coming in any state, no matter what state. Rather, we are coming prepared for chibur, for unity, above all the worst state possible, and with a demand then for the upper force that would realize the connection between us. This is the preparation. Not to wait for mercy to come from above and we'll get some awakening. That's not good. We determine that we are doing it. This is considered to be the realization of the preparation.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.